Paul, happy birthday. But that does the fill it today.
Yeah, it's a happy birthday now. people wish me happy birthday before the game. They said we'd only be happy if we get 3 points. So I'm absolutely delighted with the second half performance, especially. You know, showed a lot of character, a lot of guts, a feisty game, which I quite enjoyed, actually. You know, and to come back from a goal behind and then go on and get the winner shows that there's a lot of character in there.
We'll talk about the catalyst for that challenge on Cedric in the first half. Should that have been a free kick?
Yeah. Look, I know Phil Murray really well. He's had him at Oldham for 2 years, and he's not a nasty kid. But the Cedric's got the ball, you know, and he's been caught late, and looks as if he's got quite a nasty injury. So we're really disappointed with that.
And then to go in 1-0 down at half time in 7 minutes of added time must have been a bit of a blow after what had been quite probably an even first half.
It had been even. Sam had maybe too many saves to make for my liking. You know, we played a little bit too deep. We knew with them having Hansen up front and having them watch that they like to get the ball forward early, pick up the pieces. And we probably played a little bit too deep. And I think maybe seeing the boys at half time, maybe the Cedric's injury worried them a little bit, you know, and we lost concentration and conceded. We went out second half. You know, brought Harry on, changed the shape a little bit tactically, and then I thought the boys were fantastic after that.
And an unlikely source for the equaliser in Rees.
Great ball in by Liam Wakefield. I just told Rees that's what a proper right back does when he's crossing a ball. But great determination from Rees, you know, from the left back out of position to get into the back stick, and then after that we really kicked on. You know, they had few chances from corners and silly free kicks we were giving away outside the box, but apart from that, when Curtis scored, which was a great finish, you know, we played some good football after that.
That'll do him a world of good, won't it, Curtis, to get back into the team and get that goal.
Well, Curtis will score a lot of goals for us. Don't want to put too much pressure on him. The more minutes he gets in the pitch, the better a player he'll be for us.
How good was Sam Johnson today, particularly first half? A couple of real world-class saves.
He made two unbelievable saves. But when you're under the cosh at the end and you're 2-1 up and they're chucking five and six footers in the box and putting free kicks in there, he comes and he takes the ball. He's brave. He's strong. I think he's got bigger. But he just takes the pressure off the team a little bit, you know. And the back four and the players in front of them in their situations, their set-piece situations, were they a real danger? You know, Sam gives the back four a lot of confidence because he comes and he catches it, he comes and he punches it, and he's way mature beyond his years.
It was a tough aerial battle at both ends of the pitch today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a typical derby, you know, and we probably went too long, too straight from my liking as well in the first half. Second half, when we started passing it a little bit more and getting Nathan, Curtis, Theo down the sides, and then we were able to get Harry and Richie on the ball. That was when we looked at our best. But, you know, in derby games, what you have to do is win the battle, first and foremost, you know, and the one thing it was today was a battle out there.
Real shame for Cedric, but it gave Liam a chance, and I thought it was superb today.
The kid was outstanding, and he has been. You know, he's been in and out the team a couple of times. He's got a top attitude, and you know, it's a fantastic ball. It really was. You can't defend the ball that he put in for the goal, but his overall performance was very good.
He said it was going to be sort of an up and down season. We've had three games without a victory. You've now got one. It must be pleasing.
You see, my glass is always half full. That's two games unbeaten.
Yeah.
The way I would rather look at it. And you know, we said after MK last week, we had a clean sheet and we wanted to kick on and start winning games. You know, we've done that today. I've got a couple of really tough cup games coming up. You know, so we'll. There's a few bruises in there, so we'll rest them up early part of next week, and we'll get ready for a tough game away at Weston next week.
Is Richie Wellens getting back to the kind of form he had a few years ago?
Second half, he was outstanding. He won more tackles than he has done his whole career, second half, I think. But we knew it would take time with Richie. You know, I don't want to keep going on about it. He missed a majority, if not all, the pre-season. And second half today, I thought he ran the show.
But that experience from him and James Coppinger as well,
the experienced lads today, I thought were fantastic, yeah. Especially in seeing out the game. You know, Keegh sat in front of the back four, Nathan chasing everything down, Cox, Richie and Andy Butler. You know, you need that experience throughout the spine of your team, and we've seen the benefits of that today.